Hello and welcome to episode 10 of Signifying Nothing. My name is Bill.
Crime!
Alright, that was the Avengers with We Are the One and Ringworm with Blind Faith off of their demo, which was reissued, I guess, a couple years ago, along with The Promise onto a CD together. As always, Signifying Nothing is located at sn.wpwen.com, and the podcast that you're listening to right now is located at radio.wpwen.com. Before we start, I just want to talk about, we've been away for a couple weeks. I had some real life issues, I guess you could say, come up, and that kept me away, and then I was just kind of burnt out the last couple weeks, so I took some time off to re-energize, and we're going to have a new style that we're going to be doing Signifying Nothing with. We're going to be focusing more on a few bands by playing multiple songs by those bands. But for now, until I have some time to put together these tributes to the bands, we're going to be focusing on compilations. This week, we're going to open up with the New York City Hardcore The Way It Is from Revelation Records and the Maximum Rock and Roll Welcome to 1984 comp. I think that both of these comps offer a pretty varied amount of hardcore. There's a lot of different bands doing different styles, so I think that it'll make for an interesting mix of music, but we'll talk about that in a couple minutes. Here's The Adolescents.
The microscope, the little glass eyes, they never lie. How can this fall my code? I've never seen anything like it before. This amoeba's got a mind of its own. But don't turn your back to stupid science world. This is reaching for the telephone. It's alive. You're better off dead if you only knew your current life's taking a dive. I've never seen anything like it before. This amoeba's got a mind of its own. But don't turn away, you stupid science work. This is reaching for the telephone.
Alright, that was The Adolescents doing Amoeba. Apparently, they're touring pretty soon, I believe. Sometime in mid-August, they're going to be in the area. I hope I can get a chance to check them out. So, back to the new style that we're going to do. Like I said, we're going to be looking at one or two bands sometimes maybe even more if you know, time permitting, depending on how many songs I play. You know, a band like Husker Du or Black Flag is going to probably get a show to their own. I mean, in Black Flag's case, we might do a few. A band, I can't even think of an example at the top of my head. Say, okay, like, say a band like Raw Power might get half a show, and on the other side might be a band like Negative Approach, who have obviously plenty of good material, but, you know, I can play five or six songs, and that will, you know, that'll settle that band. But we're going to start off with compilations before I have some time to sit down and really do the band part. So the first couple compilations we're going to look at are the New York City Hardcore The Way It Is comp and the Welcome to 1984 comp. Both of these comps are favorites of mine. The Way It Is a especially is a favorite, and Welcome to 1984 was a comp that really opened me up to a lot of foreign hardcore as a teenager. So let's get it started here. We're going to start playing some songs from Side A, The Way It Is. Here's Warzone with As One.
Let's do it. That's good. We'll be right back.
That was three songs off of Side A of The Way It Is. That was Warzone doing As One, Bold doing Wise Up, and Breakdown doing Sick People. I have to tell you that I first heard The Way It Is when I was in 10th grade. I had just become straight edge, and I was getting into a lot more hardcore. I was already into hardcore before I was straight edge for about, I don't know, about a year, maybe a little more. Before that, even, I'd had a general knowledge of bands like Black Flag, The Misfits, DRI, stuff like that. But it wasn't until I was straight edge that I really, really, really started moving with hardcore. And a big turning point for me was The Way It Is comp. I remember I picked it up on a Saturday morning, and I pretty much listened to it every day for the next about 2 years or so. I literally wore out the tape. I used to listen to it every morning on the way to school, and the way I had it timed down pat to where when I was getting off the bus, Searching for the Light would end, and the whole Mission Accomplished, Good Work Men thing would come on as I was walking into, school. I had it down to a science, pretty much, and needless to say, this was a pretty important comp for me. It introduced me to a lot of bands like Crackdown and Side by Side, and bands like Supertouch, and it improved my enjoyment of bands like Youth of Today and Warzone, and I believe it was the first time I heard Breakdown, too, and Nausea, I'm sure. I remember tracking down Extinction after that and being pretty bummed out that it wasn't really like that song. And Trip 6, too, same thing. I tracked down that EP after that and their demo, which is really good. And so, yeah, there was a lot of really important moments coming out of that comp. So let's play some more from that. We're going to play Youth of Today, Sick of It All, and Side by Side. So here's Youth of Today opening up with Together.
Don't stop it, no.
And that was three songs from Side B of The Way It Is, Youth of Today with Together, Sick of It All, Doing Politics, and The Time Is Now by Side by Side. For the record, in case you care, I doubt it, but I believe my first ever stage dive was to Mouthpiece covering Together by Youth of Today at Middlesex County College in 1996. I believe that was the first one. I remember not that many people knew the song because, well, in 1996, not a lot of people at hardcore shows actually liked hardcore. And I also remember during their set at one point, I believe Matt Weider broke a guitar string. And so Tim's talking and their bass player starts playing the doon 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 bit from the Dead Kennedys, Night of the Living Rednecks, and I was like, oh wow, Dead Kennedys. I remember I turned to one of my friends and said it, and a couple of the kids that we were with who were standing next to me, they gave me this, like, really puzzled look, like, they had no clue what I was talking about, and I'm thinking, these kids don't know who the Dead Kennedys are? What are you, crazy? And then I realized that, no, they probably don't. They've been raised on Snapcase and Earth Crisis and all that crap, and they have no idea who the Dead Kennedys are at all. And so, you know, that's pretty sad, I guess. So, anyhow, let's play a couple songs, and then we'll get into some weekly news. Here's Blitz doing Razors in the Night. We'll be right back. That was Articles of Faith with My Father's Dreams. Before that was Blitz doing Razors in the Night. Let's hit up a couple news items for this week. The people behind 7-Inch Punk are now doing a new site called punktapes.com, which will be mostly for demos and tape comps. They've already put up some pretty interesting stuff. The Attitude Adjustment demo that I'd never heard before. They had a pretty good record on Pusshead's label back in the 80s. The CKN demo I'd never heard before. And some cool tape comps. One from Japan that had Lip Cream on it I was pretty psyched about. And also the Charred Remains comp, which is Husker Du, Void, Articles of Faith, and many others. It's a pretty classic comp. One of the radio shows I've been listening to lately is Felix Havoc's from Havoc Records, his radio show, which is located at kfai.org. If you look around on the site, you'll find it. It's currently only streamed and not podcasted or available for download, which makes sort of a pain to listen to for me because I like to be able to listen to things on the run. But it's a good enough show that I think it's worth sitting down for, and that's at kfai.org. You should check that out. Felix plays a good mix of old and new. And in a couple personal notes, labels will note that I'm sending out a new quarterly mailer that's going to be called Crass Commercialism. It's going to be a one-pager, which will basically update you on what's going on with Signifying Nothing, both the zine and the podcast, and you should be getting that soon in the next couple weeks. I'm sending them out staggered, like 5 or 10 a day, because I really don't feel like lugging them all to the post office at once, so I'm sending out a bunch each day, so you'll be getting one of those in the mail if I've reviewed something of yours, or I've played one of your bands on the podcast, or I've interviewed one of your bands. And also, in the next couple days, Dave Kay over at Hardware Media will have an interview with me up. I need to finish that in the next few days. I have one or two questions that I need to finish. How many times can I say finish? I need to complete that, and then that'll be up. So keep checking over there at hardwaremediaandradio.com over the next few days. That'll be up. So, let's segue into our reviews for this week. I was pleasantly surprised by a lot of the records this week. We had a lot of good ones, we had a couple duds, but them the breaks, I guess. And so, let's play a bunch of those songs. We're going to play 8 songs now. Here's 2 from Fit for Abuse, Iron Age, Negative Trend, The Formaldehyde Junkies, I practiced saying that so I wouldn't flub it, Honor Roll, Crow, and Rape Brigade. Yeah.
Yells the world to anyway. Blood and sweat and contact.
That was the highlights of the records we reviewed this week. We had Fit for Abuse doing Mindless Violence and Hellbent, Iron Age doing Coming Down, Negative Trend doing Mercenaries, the Filmagahyde Junkies doing Violence Overdose, the Honor Roll doing Profit Profits. As I mentioned in a review, there just aren't enough songs about televangelists these days. It's something that's somewhat affecting some people I know right now in a very negative way. The fact that any sort of mindless organized religion like that is acceptable in hardcore these days is very sad. Crow was next doing a title in Japanese, which a lot of those Japanese bands seem to have. Anyway. And then we had Right Brigade covering Hang Up Your Boots. I guess I should probably learn Japanese. Actually, in high school, a bunch of friends of mine took Japanese, and it seems like a really intense, difficult language to learn. I could barely handle Spanish, never mind doing anything like that. In college, I took a half a semester of French and just totally bombed out. I dropped it on the last possible day to drop because there was no way I was going to pass. So, with that said, let's get into the tracks off Welcome to 1984. Welcome to 1984 was released by Maximum Rock and Roll in, surprisingly, 1984. It features a good mix of international hardcore bands, and we're going to hit up a good mix of bands. Only one from America. We got bands from the Netherlands, Japan, Italy, Denmark and Germany. So here's Raw Power, the Stalin, the Crucifix. 5 bonus points if you know where that's from. BGK, Olof Sekko, and Inferno. And here, like I said to begin, is what is pretty much the best hardcore song ever. Here's Raw Power doing Fuck Authority. We'll be right back.
Ci quasi mai soldati la tua di San Paolo. Il tuo è fatto, ne si svenuta cazzata. Il vostro chi sta facendo, sei la tua stai in questa mesa. Il vostro chi sta facendo, sei la tua stai in questa mesa. Nada, nada, nada. Nada, nada, nada. Ti proibirà mica sono un popo. A prezzo sei sapeo, già ti rompo un bimbi copi. Il vostro chi sta facendo, sei la tua stai in questa mesa. Il vostro chi sta facendo, sei la tua stai in questa mesa. Nada, nada, nada. Nada, nada, nada. Non si fa di mai sono la tua di San Paolo. Vivo e fanno, ne si fanno sta calzata. Il vostro chi sta facendo, sei la tua stai in questa mesa. Il vostro chi sta facendo, sei la tua stai in questa mesa. Nada, nada, nada. Nada, nada, nada. Nada, nada, nada. Nada, nada, nada.
Alright, that was Raw Power, The Stalin, The Crucifix, BGK, Olo Seco, and Inferno. I'd like to talk more about those bands, but we're out of time. Check out Signifying Nothing at radio.wpwen.com and sn.wpwen.com. Good night.